talk about Fahrenheit 9-1-1, but also, I think we have to go into major corpse flower coverage here. I think we need to be...
Your corpse flower station.
Your corpse flower station, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You read my mind.
I think you're right.
And maybe your corpse flower show. So we're working with UConn right now. You know, they have this corpse flower, which when it blooms, may cause the extinction of human life as we know it. But it will be worth it just to, you know, have that moment in botany. And so initially, we were starting to hear that, that maybe they didn't want to have anything to do with us. Although I guess
that's not in reference to the flower. It was just in general.
In general, yeah.
Has the flower's tuition gone up, too?
I think we need a special... That's a very good question. I'm going to jot that down. Yeah. Who Richard Valeu's going to be on? You need to get us a... Yeah, but he's like the PR guy. We need to get the scientists involved, too. But I'm also thinking... Here's my concept. I'm going to say this on the air, even though we've done none of the groundwork on this. None of the groundwork on this. Special...
Never stopped you before.
Bruce and Collins show's science correspondent, Courtney Gain. All right, think about it. I believe she still lives out there, and it's part of our full employment program for washed-up female athletes.
This is not going to be good.
I think it's a really good idea, and so that we could.
I didn't say it wasn't a good idea. I said it's not going to be good.
It means it's not going to go well because she'll tell me to go.
Yeah,
myself. Yeah.
Strange place to put a corpse flower too.
Here's the thing, though. It's going to, there's the bedding, like at Harrods and stuff, it's like a 5-to-1 for it to bloom on Monday afternoon, on our time, on our clock, Monday afternoon. So if we could have special science correspondent Courtney Gain there live on the scene for a corpse flower blooming report.
Wouldn't it help if the science correspondent actually had some sort of understanding of the flower itself?
She studied science. She went to classes.
I thought she was like a...
She's
a
nutrition
expert.
That's close enough. Look, it's a living thing, and yes, it's not to eat, but it's close enough, really. For our purposes?
So it's supposed to bloom on Monday afternoon. What does that mean? What's the significance of that?
By the way, think about the show we do. In terms of, you know,
it doesn't make any difference who we put out there.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
I understand that.
It's not like we need Stephen Hawking as our science correspondent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I got it.
We
have had, after all, in the past, just a tremendous slate of individuals who've served
in
all kinds
of different
roles.
Capacities, yes.
Like John the Scientist, for example.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Maybe we'll get John back and send him out.
No, maybe we won't.
Okay. But anyway, we need somebody to cover the corpse flower blooming. Now, for people who don't know what the corpse flower is, ordinarily, when it blooms, it's taller than a man, stinking strongly of putrefying roadkill, and colored deep burgundy to mimic rotting flesh. That's what they call it, the corpse.
And what was this thing last year? What was that flower last year? Hogweed. What it was, hogweed.
Hogweed, yeah.
Is this bigger than hogweed?
I think it's bigger than hogweed. I mean, is it a bigger deal than hogweed?
No, it's a bigger flower than hogweed.
I don't know about that. Size is not important. There was one last year. Yeah, there was one last year, I think, that bloomed somewhere. The botanical gardens, I think, are getting better and better in blooming them. So they had, the real name is Titan Arum, I believe. I think there was one in Washington, D.C. that bloomed last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have one right now. It's very exciting. So it seems to me we ought to be covering
a remote is in order.
Yeah, covering that. Maybe you send our actual
right out there.
What if the stupid thing doesn't bloom at that point, though?
Well, we're...
At that point, I think we have to ask UConn to jab it with a hypodermic, get it going,
yeah.
Induce it.
I think it would have to be part of the part of the deal.
Now, another story.
Understanding.
Another story that we're working on right now. And when I say working, I mean really not doing anything. But
when you say working, you mean that sounds good.
Well, when I say working, I mean we're hoping someone will come and hand us some copy on it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by working on it. But apparently there's some kind of altercation between Dick Cheney and Senator Leahy.
Patrick Leahy,
Of Vermont. In the Senate today where Cheney used a bad word, at least one bad word.
Mm-hmm.
May have been a profanity-laced tirade.
I think at the absolute least we need to get a transcript of that.
Perhaps
actual audio would be good.
You may have called him a major league a-hole again. They did during the campaign. But
I like to throw that around. So.
Yeah. Apparently he's been going to the Jim Calhoun School of Elocution. So it may have been a profanity-laced tirade.
Perhaps.
Yeah. We have to go now. A little break.
Your Cadillac dealer, thanks for listening.
more about this Puccini.
Me too. That's great.
Using profanity, you can play. My guess is, and it's I think an educated guess, I think these guys are coming unglued because so much of what they say. Now, Genie had sort of a good day today. He sort of won 7-2 in the Supreme Court, although they didn't really rule on the issue. They kind of sent it back to the lower court. But it's still a victory for Genie. You can't deny that. This is the attempt to get the information about what went on with him and his energy crew.
Yeah. You certainly understand why the American people wouldn't have any right to know what went on with that.
Right.
I mean, since we're the people that elect these people and everything, so.
I haven't had a chance to see too much of the details of that decision. I guess they do speak a little bit to the merits of the case, though. It's not just simply a remanded to lower court kind of thing, but it's a thing where they do talk about the fact that the executive, the decisions of the executive branch, and particularly, I guess, the higher-ups in the executive branch, have to be looked at a little bit differently, even in situations where they don't assert executive privilege. But I don't know much more about it than that. So that's one good thing that's happening. But by and large, I mean, you know, most of the things that are happening right now really do target the credibility of this administration, whether it's the Iraq al-Qaeda connection, the weapons of mass destruction, the fact that they released artificially deflated terrorism incident information a couple of weeks ago. You know, the Halliburton stuff is kind of coming back. I think that I wouldn't be surprised to find out that the reason, if Cheney did swear at or use profanity at Leahy today, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't the Halliburton thing, because I think Leahy's been one of the guys leading the charge on that issue. Now, they have the worst nightmare of all, which is Ron Reagan Jr., who I admit looks like a puppet, but that's irrelevant that he looks like a puppet. The fact is, he's somebody who has a different kind of pedigree, and he's coming at them and specifically denying them access to the legacy of his father, President Reagan, and saying horrible stuff about them and calling them liars and stuff. And they must wish they could send him to Abu Ghraib.
I mean it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Any news on the puppet front?
Pardon me?
Any news on the puppet front? What are your puppets doing these days?
I'm going to do a puppet show July 3rd, somebody's birthday party.
So they canceled Lollapalooza this year. That should open up some booking dates for you, I'm thinking. Some of the big arenas. You'll be playing the big halls this year.
Uh-huh. You know, but I wish I could see that play. I can't think of it.
I know what you're talking about. Avenue Q.
Yeah.
I think we should go see it. Let's go see Avenue Q.
Yeah, I'm dying to see that.
Yeah, because it's got puppets in it, right?
I know. I'm dying to see it.
Are you going to take one of your puppets to see it?
I'd just tell them all about it.
Yeah, just come back, tell them about it. You can't be buying a seat for them.
Bye-bye.
Broadway prices. You can't wait to get off the phone, can you? The only show where we actually beg the callers to stay on the air longer. Well, but most of the callers we would never beg to stay on the air, but Lillian the Puppet Lady.
Right. We love her.
We love her. She's puppet.
Yeah. There are some callers.
Most of the other callers we hate. Our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC.
I'll bet people are just jumping for their phones now.
I still don't have it straight in my head what Cheney said to Leahy, although I think I know.
We can't find it.
Well, they're talking about it on CNN, but but you shouldn't watch CNN because television gives you cancer. So don't turn on the TV set. Let us take those kinds of chances. We'll just keep listening to the radio.
We have a special filter.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but I think it might be something kind of similar to what I was expecting that Courtney Gaine would say to me if I asked her to be our special science correspondent.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it might have been a phrase that begins with go and ends with yourself.
Do you really think he said that?
I think that might have been it.
In the United States Senate?
Well, I mean, I don't think he got up on there on a podium and said it. We're still trying to piece all this together. It's a constitutional crisis. So if you have guns, you should load them.
Filtergate.
Right. We're having another constitutional crisis. Now, we had one here in Connecticut, a week and a half ago. But we're having one now.
We've been having that for a while.
Because the vice president came to the Senate and swore at one of the senators. And so, constitutional crisis, if you have dangerous weapons, load them.
Yep.
That's our advice anyway for now.
Yep.
Here's Chuck in his car with a report about this is the Tony-winning musical Avenue Q, but it has lots of puppets in it.
Calling
on occasion.
He was calling to show off that he saw Avenue Q, and
I didn't see him showing off.
He
just mentioned that he saw it. I mean, I thought just trying to participate in the program.
I think the first song is called something like "It Sucks to Be Me" or something like that, which is one of the reasons that Carrie Sheinberg enjoyed the show so much. Instead of, I mean, that's what we've come from. We've gone from Oh, what a beautiful morning to... It sucks to be me. That's how we open shows now.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Avenue Q. Lily and the Puppet Lady and I will be... We actually may be part of the Bus and Truck National Tour of... Because we're both puppeteers.
Wait. How are you a puppeteer?
I'm a puppeteer. As a matter of fact, the Ballard Museum of Puppetry has recognized me as an honorary puppeteer.
They recognized you, all right.
We need
that guy back on the air again.
I'm a chevalier of puppeteering.
All right.
I think I'm understood to do that. I've been honored there many times. And you know, that's the official puppet museum in the state of
Connecticut. Was it Chevalier or Shove Away?
Shove Away, yeah.
Yeah.
May have been something similar to what Dick Cheney said to...
Right.
Anyway, that's what I think he said. I could be wrong. I think...
Wow.
I think he may have said that, but we're the story is still developing.
Yeah.
So wait, he's called like 16 times today. All right, let's put him on the air and see what he wants. Let's see what he wants. He's going to need a little test, though. Hello. This is Joseph, right?
Hey, how good? Leveled some pretty heavy charges today.
What did he say?
Oh, it was right on your station before your show. He accused the president of deceiving the nation.
Well,
you agree with that?
The president has deceived the nation.
Oh. Well, the country's a war. You were good.
Maybe
you've
just been a news report or something.
Do you understand the magnitude of the threat that we face and the type of weapons that could fall into the wrong hands and how open we are as a country? Do you understand all this stuff?
I understand all that. And I mean, it seems to me that...
This is a very real thing.
Not only Al Gore has said that, but for example, last night, Ronald Reagan Jr. said exactly the same thing. He said these people are a bunch of liars.
Which people are?
The people who are in the White House right now, the Bush administration. Ronald Reagan Jr. said that they lied our way into Iraq, as he put it. So I don't
know. God help you, Colin.
Al Gore isn't saying anything different from what Ronald Reagan Jr. is saying, and an awful lot of other people are saying it too, because, you know, these people just keep lying. Rather than complaining about Al Gore, why don't you call up the Bush White House and ask them to experiment with the truth once in a while?
As the days unfold into weeks, into months, the situation is going to get more serious, and you're going to understand how irresponsible your remarks are. And I'll say one other thing, that for you to be criticizing our interrogation techniques,
well,
you know, over there trying to defend your behind.
So it seems to me,
it was done by maybe 10 individuals, all of which the Army started to investigate in January, well before those photographs came out. Jim Vicevich had a major in the U.S. Army on 2 days ago who was in the prison, who worked in the prison. He told us the truth. Not what you're telling us.
Well, I mean, we even had this document dump over the last few days indicating that the...
We watched John Larson on C-SPAN sitting there trying to ask a question and asking Rob Simmons permission to be able to speak.
Yeah.
You get a true picture there as well.
You know, you're the one who's always masquerading yourself as a Christian, and so I would sort of think that maybe you'd be opposed to torture.
I
would think that sort of, you know, based on all this Mel Gibson stuff, you'd think that Christians would be kind of opposed to torture.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Eastbound 84 traffic, good champ.
Okay,
What's that?
I want Clinton to come on the air at 6:00 today. I want him to get like three of our psycho killer callers.
Now, Bill, if you were any character in one of the Chucky movies, what would it be?
And that's the perfect time for it, too.
Exactly. That's right when most of our psycho killer callers are really, you know, coming into their,
right.
You know, circadian peaks. So, I want him to get that. I want him to get Mary from New Hartford,
yeah.
too. You know?
Yeah.
I'm really not on the air. President Clinton, I think you have to just stop all this smarty pants stuff you're doing right now and get back on the air.
I want Clinton to really know what it's like to do live calling.
That's right.
Radio.
He should get a real good taste of the flavor of it.
Who are these people? I am on the air.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I've never seen those Chucky movies.
Here's Rick in West Hartford. Rick.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure how to follow that.
No, there is no way, but go ahead and try.
Yeah, my question is...
Well, with the NBA draft coming tonight, Sports Artois predicts that 9 high school seniors will go in the first round and that the Los Angeles Clippers will attempt to draft an 8th grader who has never played basketball before. It's time for Sports Artois, the very French sports discussion segment. I think Mr. Arnold Dean, Mr. Bruce Stevens, and myself. We got Scone de la Mer.
When they draft them because they're young enough to dribble, which is probably the case. At least that's what we based our lives on. But we do have a little bit more information about the Cheney thing. And apparently he and Patrick Leahy had a confrontation on the floor of the Senate. The Senate was not in session. And according to the account, Cheney did use the F word. Some of this had to do with the Halliburton stuff. Some of it had to do with Leahy's feeling that he was being targeted, that he and some other senators had been targeted over Catholic-related issues at one point by the Bush administration. And so there was a back and forth, and then Cheney used the F word. And I think I'm building a surmise here. I believe he used the F word in the context that begins with go and then ends with yourself. Anyway, he's our vice president. We have to stick by him, even though he's a foul-mouthed, war-mongering, bloodthirsty lunatic.
It's 80 now, and coming up, Bill Clinton will be here.
On top of everything else, and one of the things we didn't have a chance to get into today was the day that President Bush met with the U.S. attorney on the probe into the leak of the CIA officer's identity, Valerie Plame, the wife of Joseph Wilson. So if that sounds familiar to people living in Connecticut, the idea of the chief executive being questioned by the U.S. attorney's office.
That's a concept we're getting familiar with.
Yeah, we can be consultants to the rest of the country. We know what that's all about.
Yeah, we've been through the ringer already on that.
Tomorrow, film critic David Edelstein from Slate Magazine will join us to talk a little bit about Fahrenheit 9/11. We want to thank our producer today, Bobby Sherwood.
Yep, that's for sure. And now, WTIC Hartford, it is 6 o'clock.
New York City, Infinity Broadcasting, and America Online proudly present Bill Clinton Connects with America, an exclusive one-hour live interactive town hall with